This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN chief, in his message to mark the International Day in honour of Nelson Mandela on Monday, hailed the first black president of post-apartheid South Africa as a giant of our time, who remains a moral compass for us all. Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the racial justice icon, who spent nearly three decades in prison resisting the racist apartheid regime, as a leader of unparalleled courage and towering achievement, and a man of quiet dignity and deep humanity. Nelson Mandela was a healer of communities and a mentor to generations, said Mr. Guterres, who walked the path to freedom and dignity with steely determination and with compassion and love. He demonstrated through his life that everyone has the ability and responsibility to build a better future, added the UN chief. Ghana has confirmed the country's first outbreak of Marburg virus disease following an examination of earlier results at a World Health Organization collaborating laboratory in Senegal. The Institut Pasteur in Dakar received samples from each of the two patients from the southern Ashanti region of Ghana, both deceased and unrelated, who showed symptoms including diarrhea, fever, nausea and vomiting. The laboratory corroborated results, which suggested their illness was due to the Marburg virus. One case was a 26-year-old male, the second was a 51-year-old male. Both died at the same hospital within days of each other. WHO has been supporting a joint national investigative team in the Ashanti region, as well as Ghana's health authorities, by deploying experts, making available personal protective equipment, bolstering disease surveillance, tracing contacts, and working with communities on the risks and dangers of the disease. Health authorities have responded swiftly, getting a head start, preparing for a possible outbreak. Without immediate and decisive action, Marburg can easily get out of hand, said Dr. Machidiso Moeti, WHO Regional Director for Africa. More than 90 contacts, including health workers and community members, have been identified and are being monitored. And finally, half of humanity is in the danger zone, facing floods, drought, extreme storms and wildfires, said the UN chief on Monday, addressing ministers from 40 nations on the state of the climate crisis at a meeting in Germany. In his video message to the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, he said the Paris Agreement target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius had already been on life support coming out of COP26 last November, and its pulse has weakened further. Greenhouse gas concentrations, sea level rise and ocean heat have broken new records, said Mr. Guterres, and no nation's immune. Yet we continue to feed our fossil fuel addiction. He said most troubling of all was that facing the climate emergency, the world is failing to work together. Nations continue to play the blame game instead of taking responsibility for our collective future, he declared, calling on countries to rebuild trust and come together. Matt Wells, UN News.